Okay, this is a fun show, and I'm going to give you a little clip of a little music here to just give you an intro of what you're going to hear today. At the end, I talk about adding a clip. So here it is. I've added it. You don't have to listen to the end where I say, I hope to find a clip. I did. Here it is. Join us today.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
Hey! Thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley. Hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Oh, I have got a fun story for you today. But first, you might want to know who the heck you are listening to that is giving you a fun story today. I'm known as Gabbin Gale. I am your success connector because speaking with me or listening to me is going to grow your business. And you're wondering, yeah, exactly how does that work? Well, how that works is I've been in the business world for many years and had lots of life lessons and lots of experiences, lots of ups, lots of downs. But I have traveled the success road, and I know that there are a lot of people out there that never get to share their success stories. They're successful, but they're not at the top of the mountain, so a lot of people don't give them that recognition. I believe recognition is very important to everyone, and so I bring to you every Friday interviews. I have guests that range from authors to speakers to event planners to amazing fitness hula hoop creators, you name it. I find these people with these incredible stories, and I share them with you because we never know when someone else's experience or their life lesson might trigger something for us that we need to hear to propel us further up the success mountain, if that's where we want to go. If you're perfectly content where you're at, then you might enjoy my Monday through Thursday broadcasts. Those shows are my stories. They might be trending items that are going on. It might be a movie that I really want to tell you about. It might be a book that I review every Wednesday. There's a lot of different things that go on my show, but all of it is brought to you because I have this passion, and I believe my mission is to help inspire other people and connect them. I am known locally as a connector. People will say, hey, I'm calling Gail, she'll know somebody. I've had that reputation for a long time in many different states wherever I've lived, just because I love going out and connecting with people, and it turns out that I am somebody that connects other people. So when I decided to find a way to bring more awareness to more people's business, I've been doing a business for 8 years that has been very instrumental in helping people grow their business, but I wanted to find a bigger way to do that. And voila, we have the podcast combined with social media. So when I have my guests on the show, I ask them to do me one favor. Just spread the word. Just share the interviews with all of their social media contacts. And I do the same. If they have a big email list, I ask them to send it out to the list. And you might keep that in mind when you're listening to this. This is The Gabbin with Gale Grows Your Business, The Gale Foley Show. And you can find me at thegalefoleyshow.com. There you'll find information about me, who I am, why I am. You'll see information about my guests. But keep in mind, when you listen, when you share this, when you comment on this show, that really helps all of my guests get more exposure about their presentation, their books, their products, their services. So you never know. One day you might be that person being interviewed by me. So let's build that audience up for everybody. So that's who you're listening to today. Okay? So speaking of today, a fun story. I used to work for a company called Getting to Know You. Yes, it is very true. It is, it was a company that actually created address books. And if you're listening, you might have even received one of these, but they were address books that were specific to the zip code that you moved into. So let's say you just moved into a new house and you go to your mailbox one day and there's this bright orange package and it says Getting to Know You, and it has a music background and all this, because it's actually a 1951 song that was sung by Julie Andrews. And so this song prompted the name of this company, and in these address books, there would be the local dentist, the local grocery store, the local pharmacy, the local hardware store, the local tax man, just all the local businesses in your area. And then the address book, of course, had plenty of places for you to put your new addresses and keep track of all your family members and what have you. And the way that it was for the sales rep was you would pick a zip code and you would go out and map out how long you wanted to work the project in that zip code. And you would go out and you would talk to those businesses. They would get an exclusive listing, which is, oh my goodness, that's like magical words to a business. They get the only listing in the book. When I was able to sell advertising and give them the word exclusive, it was a slam dunk in most cases. But when I started the project, and it was a company out of New York, and so I was an independent contractor sitting here in Wichita, Kansas. My manager was about 3.5 hours away, so I worked on my own, and it was wonderful. And so I would get up every morning, I'd map out my route, and I'd go out, and I'd start to get to know people, and I would love it. I would walk in, I'd say, hey, I'm Gail, I'm here to get to know you. And it was just a fun gig to be able to walk in and do that. And the first area that I chose to work was the area that I lived. And the first few things I've got said to me was, oh, this won't work here. There's nobody buying and selling houses here. Who's going to get the book after I advertise in it? And nobody's moving into the neighborhood. So I was really miffed, because I was determined. I had just come off of a position that I absolutely hated. I was claustrophobic, and I was now able to go out and do my own thing, and I was determined to make it successful. So I sat down one Sunday. I took the Sunday paper, and that's where all the houses are listing, and I picked all the houses that were in the big displays, and it was a colorful display, and I picked out the ones that were in that area, and I laminated this sucker, and I went back out, and the next time I heard that complaint, I said, really? Really? Okay, well, what's this all about then? Oh my goodness, I went out, and I just sold that area like crazy, because they weren't aware. They weren't paying attention. They were stuck in their own little cubicle of their mind, and that was the way it was. Nobody's buying and selling houses in this area. Because they weren't in the market for houses, so they weren't looking. So how did they really know? So I understood how to overcome that objection, and they featured me in the company paper, how I overcame that objection and was innovative with that. And I was very, very excited. But the best part was really going in and getting to know these people. Now, I hear this all the time. And if you're in sales, you might relate. A lot of people don't like the words cold calls. That's for salespeople that have to walk in someplace totally unannounced and make a sales pitch. A lot of companies provide leads for their sales reps. I personally love cold calls. Why? Because the mantra singing behind me, Getting to Know You, and I won't sing it, it'll bust these microphones right out of your ears. But anyway, The whole idea of this is that when I walk in and I say that song, it immediately opens a door for me, because I want to get to know those people, because interviewing didn't start with the podcast for me. From the day I got into sales, I have been extremely inquisitive and I ask a lot of questions. Why? Because I really want to get to know you. It's just like Robert Libetz, who has been a very awesome guy to promote my podcast on his show. I am enjoying getting to know Robert by listening to his podcast. And if you want to know about Robert, you go to myeverydayfreedom.com. That's his podcast, and he has incredible insights that he can share with you. So I love getting to know him in a different way. But cold calls are simply walking in and making a new friend. That's what it is. And I remember walking in one time to a plastic surgery office. And I said, I'm Gail and I'm here to get to know you. And literally, I thought I was on candid camera. There were three girls in the office. They looked at each other and they burst into the song. They were singing the song, Getting to Know You. I'm just standing there and I literally am looking around for cameras. I'm thinking I'm on candid camera. How would these guys be orchestrated in knowing how to sing this song? It flipped me right out. But those were the kind of adventures I had every day. And I had to do, my requirement was 17 cold calls a day. Well, I sold so many people every day that I didn't often make 17 cold calls because when I had to stop and write up the order, because in the address book, we also created a little coupon for the advertiser to present to the new family that had just moved into the neighborhood. So, you know, I had to get ad copy and write up the order and take the money and all this stuff. But the advertiser benefited from this because they would get a long list of the people these books were sold to. Sadly enough, I learned as I got more and more involved in this project that a lot of these people had been receiving these lists from other areas. It was the first time here, but research showed that a lot of people in a lot of areas had never taken those books, those lists that the books were sent to, and actually followed up with anybody. It's like, what? That's a golden goose sitting there. Pick up the phone and say, welcome to the neighborhood, or send a personal card to them. I wasn't in the card business then. Had I been, it had been around, that would have been a perfect add-on. But the point of my whole show today is it's people that you don't know today that become your friends tomorrow. And everything that we do is about building those relationships. And so getting to know you, I mean, I'm loving getting to know Robert Libetz with his show. I get to know Sam Crowley, who brought the podcast platform to my heart. And his show is everydayissaturday.com. There are so many people out there that you want to honor, because when I would go out and find advertising clients, they weren't just ever clients. They were friends. And those friends followed me through different projects, because as I loved getting to know you, company was bought, company was merged. And ironically, you're going to love this one, ironically, the company actually competed within itself. They not only owned Getting to Know You, also owned Welcome Wagon. Now, some of you may be very young on here and have never heard of Welcome Wagon. Welcome Wagon actually would show up on your doorstep when you moved into a neighborhood, and they would have this huge basket of goodies to share with you. The rep would come in and they'd sit down with you, get to know you a little bit, ask you if you had any questions about the area. They'd be happy to help you. And there you go. There'd be all these goodies in there. And these goodies were from the area merchants that had contributed. And I got to tell you, I would go out and I would talk to some companies and they say, hey, you know, I do Welcome Wagon and it's working very well for me. And that's when I found out that I was competing with my own company for advertisings. And so that was okay. If Welcome Wagon was working for them and this wasn't the thing for them, that's fine. But I had some that would do both. Well, when the company merged it all together, what they did broke my heart. They took away the name Getting to Know You. I was like, are you kidding me? This is a golden goose. I mean, 1 month I made $8,000 in bonuses because the minute I walked in, I had people's trust. They liked the product. We got to know each other. Literally, did you like that? Getting to know you? We got to know each other. And, you know, one person just stroked me a $3,000 check. She'd never met me before. But because I was able to offer a discount at the time that I signed her up, if she paid the whole bowl of, you know, money right there, she got a huge discount. She was a businesswoman. She understood the power behind the product I was showing her. So I made a ton of change and just bonuses. Well, the company decided to fold the name. They decided to discontinue home visits, but they were going to continue sending out the directories, the phone books, address books, but now they call it the welcome wagon. They took away a big chunk of commissions. They eliminated the bonuses. And so getting to know you was not going to be there for me anymore. But the people that I had relationships with through these products, I sent them all a letter and told them things had changed and I was moving on. This is where I was going to, and I would be in contact with them if the product would serve their purposes. I still have some of those people today in my services that I have been representing for years. So it was a relationship that happened because I wanted to get to know them. And that's what connecting is about. And the reason I call myself your success connector is because I want to bring to you the ongoing understanding of how important it is for you to continue to connect and grow your relationships, no matter what business you're in. And if you're working from home, that's okay. I've worked from home for the last 10 years, but I get out and I get about by looking. There's meetups out there. There's Chamber of Commerce out there. There's BNIs out there. There's Independent Business Association. There's Leads Group. There's Tips Groups. There's a Gold Star Group in Oklahoma. There's all sorts of ways that you can get out there and start to get to know people that you may never, ever directly do business with, but you will enrich your life just by knowing those people. It's absolutely amazing. I haven't pounded the pavement like that in a long time. And I was a single woman at the time, and I just relished my days. I mean, every day was an adventure because I'd meet new people. And I'd come home at night, and I'd sit down, and I had made myself a little progress chart. And it was squares. It was 30 days of squares, and every time I had a sale, I would put a square in that block so that I knew what my progress is. And I always set goals and I always ran past my goals big time. Speaking of goals, Robert Labetz has posted yesterday a great podcast on goal setting, goal achieving. So remember, it's myeverydayfreedom.com is Robert Labetz's podcast. And if you want to learn more about mine, again, you can go to thegailfoleyshow.com and learn more right there. But to wrap this up today is to just remind you that learning to connect with people, taking the time to ask questions and to listen to the answers is how you get to grow. Because none of what we do, in anything do we do it alone. We do it together. We do it in collaboration, cooperation, and we do it with enthusiasm to go out and say, hey, I'm here to get to know you. People are very receptive to that. People want to know who you are then. So I encourage you, as you listen to this today, to pass it on, share it, comment, let other people know how important connecting is. And if you ever encounter one of those orange books, because I know they're still out there somewhere, just remember, I had a part of getting to know you. And I hope to find that song and put a little clip on here. So if you hear it, great. If you don't, that's okay too. I'm going to try to get that clip on here. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that, but there you go. So have an absolutely over the top day today. And I will talk to you tomorrow when I bring another 7 faces of power of intentions to you. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.